We have this wonderful facility due to the generosity of our engineering school alumni. And the auditorium has a short and interesting story that I might tell you. Dillard Jacobs was a beloved professor of engineering here at Vanderbilt. And in about 1998, while visiting a 1964 alum, Gary Hull, I was visiting Gary to ask that he provide financial support to build this auditorium. Gary agreed that he would do so on the condition that we named it Jacobs Believed in Me Auditorium. Well, I found that a little bit awkward, but okay. You know, when an alum is about to write you a large check, you don't argue a lot. Gary told me that he, Gary, was a mediocre student at best, a low C average. He was very discouraged about his prospects. But one afternoon during an engineering laboratory, Professor Jacobs stopped by Gary's workbench to review his work. And during that discussion, Professor Jacobs put his arm around Gary's shoulder and said something to the effect, "Hull, one day you'll be a fine engineer." 35 plus years after that happened, Gary was still touched by that and felt that that encounter had changed his life. Gary Hull started a company. The name of the company is Automated Logic. Company designs and builds HVAC systems, very high-tech HVAC systems, control systems. Their controls are in a number of very high-profile buildings around the country, including the White House. And 3 years ago, Automated Logic was bought by United Technologies, and they retained Gary as president of the company. A true success story. There's a lesson here for faculty members. All you faculty members, never underestimate the influence for good that you can have on your students. Today we're honoring another Vanderbilt faculty member who has had a tremendous influence for good. It is with great pride that we host this symposium to honor distinguished Professor Frank Parker of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Professor Parker has been a visionary and a national and international leader in addressing nuclear waste management. It is fitting that we honor him today by considering one of the most challenging societal issues facing our nation. How do we practically and credibly provide long-term management of nuclear waste? Management that is protective of human health and the environment over periods of time longer than the history of our current civilization. Addressing the issues of nuclear waste management is a critically important research and educational program here at our university. It occurred first with Frank's efforts, and now the efforts of many widely recognized faculty members. Our full-time and adjunct faculty members provide leadership and are members of the President's Nuclear Waste Technical Review Board, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's Advisory Board on Nuclear Waste and Materials, and on key studies conducted by the National Academies. And they lead the Multi-University Consortium for Risk Assessment with Stakeholder Participation, CRESP, which focuses on nuclear waste management issues for the Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I believe that Vanderbilt has assumed a leadership position in understanding the issues of nuclear waste management. Frank Parker was the pioneer. We're very fortunate this symposium has a distinguished group of participants. Representation from the Department of Energy, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the National Academies, our nation's national laboratories, environmental advocacy groups, and the private sector. And we have colleagues from foreign countries facing the same problems. This is the right group to point to opportunities and pathways for achieving safe and credible long-term management of these challenging materials. I want to particularly thank the Mason Foundation, the Garrick Foundation, and the Department of Energy through CRESP for providing financial support necessary to make this symposium happen. I wish you a very productive symposium. I'm certain that the outcomes of your discussions will have tremendous influence for good. Have a great day.